This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Home Minister Amit Shah launched projects worth 1,715 crore rupees, including the second Legislative Assembly complex in Dibrugarh, Assam. Addressing a public meeting at Dibrugarh, Mr. Shah said, "The India-European Union Free Trade Agreement will boost Assam tea exports to European countries."
The fragrance of Assam tea reaches the entire world, and the taste of Indian tea is enjoyed globally. This land has, in a way, given India a distinct global identity. The hard-working workers of the tea gardens here have strengthened Indian economy and played a major role in building a strong export system.
Mr. Shah urged the electors to vote in favor of BJP in the next assembly polls for development, peace, security, industry, flood-free Assam. Accusing the previous Congress government for neglecting Assam, Mr. Shah said, Congress used infiltration as weapon for its vote bank politics. He said that under the leadership of PM Modi, the government is bringing infrastructure projects for the development of the state. Mr. Shah is in Assam on a two-day visit. He attended the Takam Missing Porin Ke Bang Youth Festival as the chief guest at Dhemaji district yesterday. PM Modi and acting president of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, agreed to further expand and deepen the India-Venezuela partnership in all areas, including trade and investment, energy, digital technology, health, agriculture, and people-to-people ties. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said, Mr. Modi received a telephone call from the acting president of Venezuela yesterday. The two leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of mutual interest and underscored the importance of the close cooperation for the Global South. The second India-Arab Foreign Ministers' meeting will be held in New Delhi today. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. Foreign Ministers of Arab League, Member States and Arab League Secretary General will participate in the meeting. This is the first India-Arab Foreign Ministers' meeting to be hosted by India in New Delhi. It will see participation by all 22 Arab countries. The meeting is taking place after a gap of 10 years. The first meeting was held in Bahrain in 2016, where the ministers identified five priority verticals of cooperation. These are economy, energy, education, media and culture. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from 16th to 20th February this year. The summit will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, said that the India AI Impact Summit has received a phenomenal response from across the world and is shaping up to be the biggest AI summit so far globally. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal highlighted that India-EU Free Trade Pact covers one-third of the world population and impacts 25% of global GDP. Addressing the World Forum of Accountants in Greater Noida, the minister highlighted the vast potential of the European market. Mr. Goyal said that the European Union alone imports goods worth nearly $7 trillion and services worth $3 trillion, together representing a $10 trillion market. He said India's current exports are only a small fraction of this potential and emphasized that the opportunities before India are unprecedented and must be seized. The Election Commission has issued strict instructions to all districts in West Bengal to ensure completion of the special intensive revision process within the stipulated time frame. In a directive circulated to district election officials across the state, the commission emphasized that the issuance and services of notices, conduct of hearings and uploading of all related documents must be completed strictly within the prescribed schedule. The directive stated that any notices yet to be delivered must be served on the concerned individuals by 5 p.m. on 1st February. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated Mumbai Indians by 11 runs at Vadodara International Cricket Stadium in Kotambi, Gujarat last night, chasing a target of 168 runs set by Gujarat Giants. Mumbai Indians scored 156 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, opting to bat first, Gujarat Giants scored 167 runs, losing 4 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.